you really don't need to see me right now because, I mean, really, who cares? I mean, look what we have behind me here. We have the students from LaGuardia High School here in New York City. Yes. Sydney Harcourt and Carly Betiol, who are part of the original cast members of, yes, Hamilton. Welcome. Enjoy the show.
Provide,
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 always
satisfied.
wonderful. So nice to be dressed up. I don't know, I don't get to do this very often. I'd like to invite Sydney up to sing this next song with me. And this is a song that Sydney and I never got a chance to sing in the show, but we've come up with a little duet version of it that we think sounds pretty nice, so I hope you guys enjoy it. It's a part in the show where Eliza Hamilton and Alexander Hamilton are going through the loss of their child. And we hope with the help of the Rabin Center that nobody has to go through anything like that with any loved one. So here we go.
Child is tight as sign of the cross at the door, and I pray that never used to happen before.
See him in the street, walking by himself, talking to himself, have pity.
Do you like it uptown? It's quiet uptown.
He is going through the unimaginable. His hair has gone gray. He passes every day. They say he walks the length of the city.
After that one, which always gets me, we'll do something a little more joyous. First, I want to thank Jonna Bollard, the director of the choir at LaGuardia. Let's hear it. She has been working on this for a minute. And she's a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous musician. And now, can you please give it up for these amazing young artists who have joined us here on stage? Really, it's been amazing. Yeah, especially. They are doing Broadway work up here, and I really am so thankful for it. Take a bow, kids. Not your last. I also want to thank the Rabin Center and the American Friends for having us and allowing us the opportunity, and for all the work you do. It really resonates, especially when you're talking about issues like this last song. But now I want to talk about passing a debt plan. And one of the great things in, you know, funny how things are the same as the 1800s today. But at least, you know, Hamilton found a way to make passing a debt plan sexy and danceable. And the number that happens in, where you figure out how we got our first bank, is called The Room Where It Happens. And I'm going to be joined by our amazing choir here to do that number for you now. Ah, Mr. Secretary.
Mr. Burns, sir.
Did you hear the news about good old General Mercer?
No.
You know, Claremont Street.
Yeah.
They renamed it after him. The Mercer legacy is secure.
Sure.
And all he had to do was die.
Well, that's a lot less work.
We ought to give it a try. Now, how you gonna get your debt plan through?
I guess I'm gonna finally have to listen to you.
Really?
Talk less. Whatever it takes to get my plan on the Congress floor.
Now Madison and Jefferson are merciless.
Well, hate the sin, love the sinner.
Hamilton.
I'm sorry, Burr, I've gotta go.
Oh, come on.
Decisions are happening over dinner.
Two Virginians and an immigrant walk into a room diametrically opposed. Foes. They emerge with the compromise having opened doors that were previously closed. The immigrant emerges with unprecedented financial power, a system he can shape however he wants. The Virginians emerge with the nation's capital, and here's the pièce de résistance. No one else was in the room where it happened. In the room where it happens. Thomas Blaine.
Alexander was on Washington's doorstep one day in distress and disarray.
Thomas Blaine.
Alexander said,
I've nowhere else to turn.
And basically begged me to join the fray.
Thomas Blaine.
I approached Madison, I said, I know you hate him, but let's hear what he has to say.
Thomas Blaine!
Well, I arranged the meeting, I arranged the menu, the seating.
But no one else was in the room where it happened, the room where it happened, the room where it happened. No one else was in the room where it happened, the room where it happened, the room where it happened. No one really knows how the parties get to yes. The pieces that are sacrificed in every game it has. We just assume that it happens. But no one else is in the room where it happens. Meanwhile, Madison is grappling with the fact that not every issue can be settled by committee.
Meanwhile,
Congress is fighting over where to put the Capitol. It isn't pretty. The Jefferson approaches with the dinner and invite, and Madison responds with Virginian inside.
Maybe we can solve one problem with another and win a victory for the Southerners. In other words,
oh.
A quid pro quo.
I suppose.
Wouldn't you like to work a little closer to home?
Actually, I would.
Well, I propose the Potomac.
And you'll provide him his votes?
Well, we'll see how it goes.
Let's go.
No.
In the room where it happened.
Alexander.
What did they say to you to get you to sound New York City down the river?
Alexander Hamilton.
Did Washington know about the dinner? Was there presidential pressure to deliver?
Alexander Hamilton.
Or did you know even then? It doesn't matter where you put the U.S. Capitol.
Cause we'll have the banks. We're in the same spot.
You got more than you gave.
And I wanted what I got. When you got skin in the game, you stay in the game. But you don't get a win unless you play in the game. Oh, you get love for it, you get hate for it. You get nothing if you wait for it, wait for it, wait. God help and forgive me. I wanna build something that's gonna outlive me. What do you want? What do you want? You stand for nothing, girl. What do you want?
I wanna be in the room where it happens, room where it happens. I wanna be in the room where it happens, room where it happens. I wanna be in the room where it happens. I wanna be in the room.
close your eyes.
Saying
what the trade away, yeah.
We dream of a brand new start,
but we dream in the dark for the most part. Dark has a tune where it happens. I've got to be in the room where it happens. I've got to be. I've got to be. Oh, I've got to be in the room where it happens. I gotta be. I wanna be. I gotta be in the room. Click, boom.
Can we hear it one more time?
Yeah.
For the students of LaGuardia High. Can we hear it one more time for Carly Bedheel? Thank you so much for having us. Bye.